Hello.
Hi, Renee. This is Sarah with Family First. I just wanted to give you a call. I was able to get a caregiver to work the overnights for Saturday to Tuesday. It is a male caregiver. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So he just needs to update his TB. He's worked with us before, but he needs a new TB. So he's going to get that done tomorrow, and then we can start him after that, okay? But I will go ahead.
So what does he want to do again? I'm sorry. I need to write that
He just needs to get his
down.
tuberculosis. He's going to do Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and the overnight, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Okay, so I did let Monica know this morning that Rita, her schedule was supposed to be Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. But
And what's in
Teresa said
there?
that they had her schedule. They have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I just spoke with Rita, and she said that's fine for this week because she's going to pick up Thursday morning. But going forward, she was going to be on for Tuesday nights as well.
All right, let me pull up this case. Let me pull up this get the
Okay.
calendar. Okay,
Okay.
so who was it? Lakeisha?
Teresa.
Garitha. Okay, so she's going to be working what the overnight?
Tuesday. Yes, for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I will have him
Right.
do Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Correct. But we also
Okay.
need somebody for Saturday during the day,
Yeah,
Saturday and
I know.
Sunday.
I'm working
Okay.
on your day shifts too. All
Okay.
right.
So
So,
Garitha said so you can leave her as a Wednesday start for this week, but going forward next week, she's going to be Tuesday,
okay.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, I have her as Tuesdays starting the
Okay,
26th.
because the
Yeah.
26th, okay.
It's in
Okay.
there. Okay, I have her Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then you need
Okay.
the day shifts filled for Saturday and Sunday and also for Tuesday and Thursday.
Correct.
Okay. All right, and
Starting
I'm going to keep you
next
posted.
week.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep you posted. He's going to go for his TB tomorrow, and I will give you a call. Did you want to do a phone interview with him?
That would be fine.
All right. So once he goes for the TB, I will give you a call back. Okay.
Okay, what is your name again? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. My name is Sarah. And I work with intake. I do the staffing.
Okay, and so for right now, we don't have anybody for tomorrow morning
For
from
right
7 a.m.
now,
to 7 p.m.
no. But
Okay.
let me see what I can do for you, okay? I've
Okay.
been trying. I've been sending out a lot of messages so and calling people, so I will definitely keep you posted. I'm working on it now. All right.
Okay.
All
All
right,
right.
Renee.
Thank you. Oh, so Gabrielle had a question because she was signed up to work for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but she was also before we had even got the approval that she was going to do Thursday morning. So she wanted to know how would she go about adding that time, and would she add that time in with her regular time, even though you only have her scheduled for 3 days? Or how would she go about adding in extra time for that Thursday morning
For
from 7 a.m. to
Lakeisha,
7 p.m. for Garitha?
Garitha. So she's gonna do the, because she can only you can only work 16 hours, in a row. Like you have to take a break after
Okay.
that. They won't allow more than 16 hours a shift. So
Okay.
she can do the 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and then she can work another 4 hours, but she can't exceed more than the 4 hours.
Okay, well then just leave her as she is right now for this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and
Okay,
Friday night.
and let me get on working on getting someone from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for the remaining hours. So I will give you a call back. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, Sarah.
All right, Renee. Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too, thanks.